Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. And I am your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And today on Live Talk, we're discussing about preparations for the festive season that starts with Christmas Day on Wednesday and New Year's Day on Wednesday next week. But first, let's take a look at international news. The incoming Trump administration inherits efforts by the U.S. space agency NASA to return astronauts to the surface of the moon and is turning to commercial space entrepreneurs to help. VOA's Kane Farabao has more.
But first, I'd like
at a recent press conference on plans by NASA to return astronauts to the surface of the moon, Administrator Bill Nelson pointed out the U.S. space agency was not the sole partner in the Artemis program.
It's a commercial partnership. It's a international partnership.
More than 50 countries are signatories to the Artemis Accords, which NASA says is a common set of principles to enhance the civil exploration and use of outer space. China, now the main competitor to NASA and its international partners, is not a signatory and plans to land its own crew on the moon by 2030. NASA wants to get there before China, using technology created by commercial space companies to accomplish the goal.
We're going to have SpaceX flying a lander on the Artemis 3. Artemis 4 is going to be SpaceX, and Artemis 5 is going to be Blue Origin.
But the next mission is not until 2026, when Artemis 2 will send a crew to orbit but not land on the moon. Astronaut Reid Wiseman is the mission commander.
But we talk about what is success for us, and it is enabling Artemis 3.
NASA wants to land near the lunar South Pole to search for ice and water during Artemis 3, scheduled for 2027. Nelson says SpaceX founder Elon Musk's experience testing rockets and spacecraft could help Artemis.
Take over, Elon, just take over.
So could his relationship with President-elect Donald Trump.
I think that the relationship is going to be a benefit to making sure that the funding for NASA is there.
I'm with Elon Musk. I think we should set our sights further away. We should go to Mars.
Charles Camarda is a retired NASA astronaut and engineer.
And we should only use the moon to advance the technologies for going to Mars.
In 2005, Camarda was on the crew of the first space shuttle mission after the 2003 Columbia disaster, when the orbiter broke up as it re-entered Earth's atmosphere. All seven crew members died. He's concerned about problems with the Orion capsule's heat shield during re-entry in the unmanned 2022 Artemis 1 mission. NASA believes it has fixed the issue and plans to use the Orion capsule to transport astronauts to the moon.
I think this could be the tipping point, and we might move in the right direction, or it might be the end of NASA.
NASA's deputy administrator, former astronaut Pam Melroy, told reporters that making decisions about Artemis before the new administration takes over is important to keep NASA on a timeline to return to the moon before China.
I think that would actually be far worse to defer it.
President-elect Trump announced on social media plans to appoint wealthy entrepreneur and pilot Jared Isaacman to replace Nelson as NASA administrator. Isaacman flew in 2021 and 2024 on SpaceX Dragon capsules around the Earth and is the first commercial astronaut to conduct an activity outside a spacecraft. Kane Farabaugh, VOA News, Chicago.
Thank you, Kane. The magic of Christmas is lighting up New York City, and nowhere is it more dazzling than in Dyker Heights, a neighborhood famous for its extravagant holiday displays. VOA's Aaron Renan takes us to this festive wonderland.
Dyker Heights, a Brooklyn neighborhood, transforms into a holiday paradise every December. The streets glow with sparkling lights, towering decorations, and the cheerful sounds of the season. What began in the 1980s with a few dedicated homeowners has grown into one of New York City's top holiday attractions. For over 40 years, families have visited Dyker Heights, turning it into a multi-generational tradition.
This is a yearly thing that we do annually with all our nieces and nephews and family, and we come and look at the lights.
The displays range from classic Christmas scenes to playful characters like Frosty the Snowman, the Grinch, Minions, and of course, Santa Claus himself.
It's really interesting to see the neighborhood so beautifully lit up, everybody with a kind of unique design. It really gives personality to this neighborhood.
Families stroll through the streets, snapping photos, marveling at the intricate displays, and soaking in the holiday magic.
Me and my wife are taking my son. This is his first time. He's 2 years old. And Dyker Heights, even though I'm from Staten Island, Dyker Heights has always been the place to come and celebrate Christmas and watch all the beautiful lights.
Months of planning go into crafting these breathtaking displays, which bathe the streets in colorful lights and draw both locals and visitors from around the globe, including this family visiting from Croatia.
I think it's very nice. I think the people who live here, they don't have peace. Lots of people every day, but it's very nice, it's different, and I think it's very beautiful.
For a holiday experience that truly dazzles, Dyker Heights is the place to be. Aaron Rainin, VOA News, New York City.
Thank you, Aaron. Back to our main topic on the preparedness for the festive season in Zimbabwe. Some Zimbabweans in the diaspora, especially those in neighboring countries, are returning home to spend time with their families. A Zimbabwean woman, Miss Belinda Nyakujga, who is based in Botswana, tells Studio 7 she's excited to be going back to Harare to join her family during Christmas.
Belinda Nyakujga. I'm here in Botswana. I'm happy I'm going home to Zimbabwe to see my family and my kids.
So when are you coming back?
I'm coming back in January.
Any concerns about the border? People are complaining about the border. What is your concern about the border?
Actually, you know, when it's Christmas, the border will be a lot of people, they will be delaying us.
So you are carrying a lot of groceries for the family?
I'm carrying a lot of groceries, clothes for my kids and for my mom and my friends.
That day was Miss Belinda Nyakujga, a Zimbabwean woman based in Botswana. Another Zimbabwean based in South Africa, Mr. Matsileli Gwaza, says he's excited to be returning home to be with his family.
Sanibonani, sanibonani, ibizo ngumchasiseli, ngokuzalwa eKezi, eMaphisa. Lo nyaka kuDisemba omuhle kangaka, siyehla siyekhaya. Mina njengami nje ngumchasiseli, abantu abaningi bayazi, ngumuntu osebenza ngento zomculo kakhulu, ikakhulukazi uMasikandi. Ngiyehla ngiyekhaya mpela ngiyokudla ikhisimusi ekhaya. Mhlaka 27 ngizobe ngisesikhoveni, lapho ngizobe kuhlangele khona uMasikandi, abalapha eSouth Africa nabasekhaya, okubala nje inganizoma, othokozani langa, oshwi, nezasekhaya. Nomajozi, amabhukudwana, amafika amahle, amaqemba njalo. Kuhle kakhulu, sijabule kakhulu. Futhi ngiyabona ukuthi isasasa elikhona kulomnyaka, abantu abaningi bayehla mpela bayekhaya, okuyinto esijabulisayo. Engingakwaziyo kodwa ukuthi yini epushe abantu kakhulu. Njengoba ubona nje, sise Hebro. Hebro akusindawo ejwayele ukuthi uyibone kudlula abantu abafiwe kanje. Indawo ehlezi nje isiminye emini. Kodwa kuyabonakala ukuthula kwakhona ukuthi hayi iningi lihambile liyekhaya. Kodwa anginaqinisi ukuthi kanti yini eyenze ngo-2024 abantu abaningi kwangathi bayehlile bayekhaya.
That there was Mchasiseli Gwaza, a Zimbabwean man who's based in South Africa. Please stay tuned as we take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And joining us live to discuss the festive season challenges, we have Mrs. Diana Zimbudzana Chambara of the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum based in South Africa. We also have Dr. Rebecca Makai, the Director of Immigrant Women Coalition based in Minnesota, and Mr. Tafazwa Goliath, the Coordinator of the Passenger Association of Zimbabwe, who's on the line with us from Bulawayo. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for the invitation.
Thank you. We'll start with you, Mrs. Zimbudzana Chambara. Can you tell us what are you seeing on the ground in terms of Zimbabweans returning home for the holidays?
Because usually this is the period where most companies do close. Actually, most of them started closing on the 18th of December. Then most Zimbabweans will then take this opportunity to travel to Zimbabwe because there is no other period that they can do so for a longish period of time, because usually when companies close on the 18th or even on the 20th, the closure period goes for about 2, 3 or even a month. So then it becomes conducive for people to then travel to Zimbabwe and then come back in January.
Thank you so much. Toya kwa muriwa Goliath. Kwa kamira sei mumi guagua imo munika Parisino.
Parisino wana wangu famba wakawandisha matazi arita kwa wana wakawandisha wamu waruda kunda kumfara kuingia kuzuru ni amajao wamu waruda kumanisha wamu waruda kumajuru ni kwa kia na siyana. Ibe sana wale gereza pamugwa kwa hapa wanachinda kwa warikuinda wakawandishi za shukuri na asi wanuafa ambasa kanyanya tekatipa rengini Bulawayo wakupatika chiona wanachukia makazi wachinda kumisha wanachinda kumadorobi alasi ya nasiana.
Aiwa, tinotenda. Rigaiti toreva mwe trukuzoka kwa muri. Dr. Makai, you're also a pastor. What is the significance of Christmas and how do you celebrate it here in the United States?
Thank you so much, Marvelous. Christmas is that time, that beautiful time that we are thanking God, celebrating the love of God for giving us his son, Jesus Christ, to be.
I think we have lost Pastor Makai there. Carry on.
Can you hear me?
Yes, please carry on.
Yes, I was saying it's a beautiful time that we are celebrating the love of God who gave us his only begotten son after a long time of people waiting and, you know, struggling with their own sins. God chooses to give us a blessing, a gift. Jesus is a gift to us, and we are just grateful that we are not only remembering buying each other addresses, eating good meals, and reuniting with families, but we are also celebrating the love of God to humanity through the birth of his son, Jesus Christ. So it's such a time that we are pouring and sharing love. It's a time to share love.
And how do you celebrate it here in the United States?
Oh, we come together. We come together. Zimbabweans, they invite each other. Some, they go out on holidays. That's how we do it. Sometimes we go to church. We meet in the morning, and then we go different places, churches. People can actually come together. So we just come together as countrymen, you know. That's how we do it, or church. People go to church together.
Thank you so much. Tombodzokera kwamuri amai Zimbudzana Chambara. Mamuri kutaura imi kuti vazhinji vari ku South Africa ikoko vanowana nguva yekuti vamboendawo kumusha. Pane zvamungataura here muchiyambira vakaenda kumusha kuti kana vakuzodzoka tichinyanyotarisa nenyaya yemapepa zvinofamba sei ipapo?
Tinoyambira hama dzedu dzinenge dziri kumusha idzi kuti kana vachiuya ngavauye vane mapasipoti. nekuti minista kushwera nezvuro akaita akalonja inonzi drone technology yekuti ndatoona nhasi mangwanani panhau vachitaridza kuborder reSouth Africa neMozambique uko drone technology iyoyo. Saka vari kuti vari kuenda kunzvimbo dzifani nenge pavanoziva kuti vanhu ndopavanopinda napo vasina mapasipot vonobata vanhu ipapo. Saka hazvibetseri kuti unoshandisa makunun'una emari chouviri chako choperera munzira nekuti ukasungwa pabhodha uri kubva wadhipoti wachidzoserwa. Saka zvakatoda zvakatonaka zvakaringana kuti vanhu vatsvage mapasipoti vari kumusha voya nemapepa akakwana.
Chii chiri kumbonyanyonetsa kuti vanhu vawanikwe vachiwana magwaro iwaya emapasipoti?
Passport yekuZimbabwe inodhura. Icho ndo chokwadi tikatarisa muno muSadek ndo passport inodhura kudarika mamwe mapasipoti ese. Nekuti ukatarisa mari 170 dollars. Vanhu vazhinji vanenge vari kunoku imari yakawanda zvikuru nekuti kana usina basa rakatinyatsoti tsvekuti unenge usingahori mari iyoyo. Saka kuti uzokwanisa kuzvekuzvisa kukamura pamari yako kuti ugoedza kugozoita passport zvinenge zvichigozha izvozvo.
Rambai muripo. Tombo yakwamuri vari kuBulawayo uko kuti muri kuona pane mapurisa akakwana here mumigwagwa vaGoliath?
Changa tima tikuona mapurisa vakaisa maroadblock mumaguta ari muhighway kubva kuHarare kusvika kuBulawayo. Taona mapurisa arimo siku yeti avarimo. Chinhu chatanga takatarisa ndechekuti mahighway patrols akanaka kuti mapurisa ave nemota dzinonge dzichitenderera pahighway. Zvinobatsira kuderedza tauni vachiona pari kukanganiswa vachibva vagadzirisa kana kuti vachiona zvinenge zvaipika vachibva vatorawo matanho. Ndezvimwe zvatakatarisira. Asi tikufara zvikuru kuti tikuona mapurisa eZimbabwe Republic Police vaine maroadblock manheru ega ega kusvika kuyedze tichiona maroadblock ari mukai.
Muri kuyambirawo vanenge vachikwira mabhazi kana michovha kuti vaite sei panguva ino yezororo?
Isusu tikuyambira vanhu vanoda kukwira mota dzatinoti zvepp kana kuti shigashiga dzepahaiway apa kuti vangwarire kukwira mota dzemakororo vakutora mukana wekubira veruzhinji vachishandisa motika idzodzo. Vanotakura vanhu vachiti tikuenda kwakati ozofambefambe vabuda musango ubva watoti makwira moto yesiriyo kana kuti potobuda vamwe vanhu vachiezesai yokutorere mari nhombi kana kuti nzei nekosha kuti vavafusungirirai vakukurirai nhombi muri mitsango imomo munogona kana kutokondwa nevanhu vevanenge vakutakurai vaianga vachizikanwa. Saka tinongokurudzira veruzhinji kuti vakwire mabhazi nemichovha kana vari kuenda kumadhorobha ari pedyo kana kuti vari kuenda mumadistrict imomo kune michovha iripo mahighway. Tikuti mune mabhazi ane namba tsvuku nechena pachena. Saka tikuti vakwira hatisi mapublic service vehicle ari paakawandisa sipo ari kuenda mumaguta nemaguta zvakafanira nokubva Bulawayo kuenda Gweru kuenda Kwekwe Kadoma Cheguki not on Harare mabhazi aripo. Tingangoti 30 minutes ega ega kana kuti 20 minutes inosangana nebhazi pamugwagwa kusvitsa kwaunenge uchienda. Kana vanhu vakakwira mabhazi vakachengetedzeka zvakanyanyisisa kudarika avo vakakwira maprivate vanoda kukwira mabofast vachida kukasika kusvika vari panguva yakaoma chikuru kuti vanogona kukwira mota dzisiridzo mota dzemakorora arora pahaiway aira vanhu kana kuda vanhu. Saka tiri kuti vangwariri vakwire mota dziripo pamutemo number chiku pachena ya mabati pa highway number ma district kadine di ma district ni makombi ni kana wako ile moto jirani wa wanu zina kana kusina moto kar ma district mumu ndio kwenda kwa nini njimbo wako ile moto jirani wa wanu zina kizo kusina kuni da mbere tambisi nafanya nyana chinoi chinoi ni marondera kuna da mbere tambisi ni chekutu yani wangu alivi
aiwa tinokutendai ehe tinokutendai rambai muripo panhare coming to you Pastor Makai, do you also work with communities back home in Zimbabwe during this festive season? If so, how?
Yes, Sister Marvin, I remember these are organizations that work together. This Christmas, we have our pastor, Olivia, who will be receiving and she distributes so well to the orphans that are in need. And not only that, we are also looking at vulnerable people. Here we have people who just came, and some of them, they're still struggling. They don't have they don't have housing, and we are also making sure that they enjoy Christmas. So we are not only thinking about ourselves, but we are also looking for those who are vulnerable, and we are playing our part the best that we can.
Thank you so much. Coming to you, Mrs. Zimbudzana Chambara, you mentioned that for people coming back home from Zimbabwe especially, they should be cognizant of the new technology that is being used by the borders. So do you think people are going to be, you know, taking this into account since you say that the passports are very expensive at the moment?
They will, but ultimately the decision rests with the individual, whether to really risk it or try to obtain a passport. Because it wouldn't, people might actually risk it and maybe go through, but what would happen is then they don't go through and then they get arrested and get deported. Because once you get deported, you receive a 5-year ban, which would render you ineligible to come to South Africa in any capacity. So I think it is imperative that people take cognizance of this fact that it is better to obtain a passport and then enter the Republic of South Africa legally than then to try and enter without any form of documentation, hoping on hope that you get through.
Also, we've heard that there are long lines at the borders on both sides. What have you heard about this situation?
That's the normal situation, especially at the Beitbridge Border Post every year. Year in, year out, there are always long queues. But remember, like I said, the vast majority of people who then decide to go home, they take that advantage of this festive period. So that also increases the number of people. But it's not just the people who are going to Zimbabwe. Remember that people who are going to Malawi pass through the Beitbridge, who are going to Zambia pass through Beitbridge. So that also increases traffic from then those nationalities as well, because they are also taking advantage of the festive period. So this festive period, the December period, is always the heavily congested at the Beitbridge.
Thank you so much. Toya kwamuriva Goliati. Muchimbotaurawo makanangana nevanotyaira mabhazi kana dzimotokari. Munovayambirawo kuti chii panguva ino yezuro reChristmas?
Panguva ino yezuro reChristmas, zvinoyambira vatyairi kuti vasatore zvinodhaka uye zvekare vasabvise mutemotokari dzakanyanyisisa. Tichiona kuti vamwe vanga vatora zvinodhaka, vamwe vanotora zvinodhaka kana vachityaira kusinga doro iro vanozoisa mumabhodhera kana kuti ezvinwiwa kana kuti mapesi emaenezi dzinzi kana zvimakeni vanga vachiri kupungura vakariita mwe vachitangovarumwa zvinwiwa ivo vachinodhakwa, zvinozotaura kuti vange vachizoneta kana kutozorara vachityaira izvo zvinozokonzera tsaona zvakare. Vamwe ndivo vanopitawo zvinodhaka pamugwagwa kana kutora zvemadrugs kunzi uri kana varara vari pasiuni kunzi vakupfumudzira mhosva kuti vazodai zvazodai iye vange vatora zvemudhaka zvinokurudzira kuti vasatore zvemudhaka vari pabasa uyezve pane tokurudzira varidzori dzemota kuti vapo nguva kana kuti vange vachizororawo pavanenge vashanda kana zvibvira pavanenge vatoti macodrivers kuti kana mwanika vanopinjana kana kusvika iye asvika kana adhraivha asvika anombopuwa nguva yekuzorora uzopfuurira mberi nebasa rake kana azorora anozopfuurira mberi nebasa ndezvi vatikurudzira kuti vange vachiita kuti vasazoire mutoo mutikari kana vanoita vaaresopa matoti marestizoni kana kuti pamanyaya kuti pane pasonge pachimirwa pakasununga kana pakajeka.
Aiwa, tinotenda. Tinotenda chaizvo vaGoliath. Coming back to you, Pastor Makai, what's your, like, if people wanted to get in touch with you, what, where can they find you?
Oh, they can find us on 651-440-8737. Also, people can look us up at www.immigrantwomencoalitionusa, or they can find me on www.pcintchurch.org, Faith Covenant International Church. They can also find us on Twitter, YouTube, everywhere. We are there, and you always find our address there. Come fellowship with us. Come worship with us. Join us. Partner with us. Put a hand if you want to be helping people back home. This is what we do. We pay fees for the vulnerable children. We work with them. We help. So find us. And if you love to help, this is an opportunity for you to join hands with us to do what we are doing.
Thank you so much. And your last word before the Christmas break.
Sorry?
Your last word as we head towards Christmas.
Oh, I want to say share love. Share love. Don't just think about your family. There are so many people in need. There are so many people who need our support. You know, things are not okay back home. Find somebody you can bless. Share love. Christmas is all about the love of God. Let someone know. And I want to say to the Christians, the Bible says, you shall know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. Love each other. Christianity is love. Being a child of God is sharing love. Christmas is all about the love of God. Love is not love until you give it away.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Over to you, Mrs. Diana Zimbudzana Chambara. Your last word. Where can people reach your organization?
We are in Pretoria at 357 Fisak Street, Kurfanong Democracy Center. They can reach us on Facebook. We're on Facebook as well. My last word to those who are traveling, even those who are not traveling but are probably within their local areas, please be safe. Be safe out there. This is the time when people get do excessive things and then put their lives at risk. So please, please, please be mindful and be safe.
Thank
Merry
you.
Merry Christmas, everybody, and we all hope that 2025 will be a year that we have all prayed for.
Thank you so much. Thank you to all our guests, Mrs. Diana Zimbudzana Chambara of the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum based in South Africa, Dr. Rebecca Makai, the Director of Immigrant Women Coalition based in Minnesota, and Tafazwa Goliath, the Coordinator of the Passenger Association of Zimbabwe, who is in Bulawayo today. And that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye saying, have a Merry Christmas.